Morning, church. Welcome to Palm Sunday, St. John's Episcopal Church on the web. Happy to have you joining us this morning. Just a couple announcements to bring to your attention in regard to our upcoming worship. Of course, this morning we'll do Palm Sunday, or an adaptation of the Palm Sunday liturgy that we typically do during Holy Week. And then you can join us again on Friday at noon for online worship. On Thursday evening, we're going to send you a liturgy to do at home around your own dinner table. There'll be some readings, some prayers, an opportunity to gather around the table with your family and reflect on that new commandment that Jesus gives his disciples, that they would love one another just as he has loved them. And then on Easter Sunday, we have kind of a fantastic experience planned for you. We'll ask you to tune in to KMTN at 10 o'clock. There'll be about a 45-minute radio broadcast, and we're going to send you around the valley to see some love that has been prepared for you by some wonderful families at St. John's. So it should be a great Easter. We'll have more information coming to you regarding Easter, a little bit more about Palm Sunday, a little bit more about Maundy Thursday and Good Friday coming up. But we think that we have created an experience of worship that both honors the sacred side of Holy Week, but also will engage us and encourage us to grow closer to one another as we try to stick together while we're staying at home. Our service will begin with a moment of silence, and following that silence, we will have worship together. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph, and was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. Let these branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature, and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering, and also share in his resurrection, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read together Psalm 31, verses 9 through 16. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble.
My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly. For my life is wasted with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails me because of affliction, and my bones are consumed. I have become a reproach to all my enemies, and even to my neighbors, a dismay to those of my acquaintance. When they see me in the street, they avoid me. I am forgotten like a dead man, out of my mind. I am useless as a broken pot. For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. But as for me, I have trusted in you, O Lord. I have said, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and in your loving kindness, save me.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus and his disciples had come near Jerusalem, and had reached Bethphage, and the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them and sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Those of you who have been hanging around the Episcopal Church for a while, maybe for all of your life, might expect today, Palm Sunday, to hear the Passion Gospel read, a scripted gospel. We decided to take this opportunity to actually recognize Palm Sunday for a change. Typically, we read the liturgy of the song of the Palms, and then we jump right into a Passion reading, which is a wonderful tradition. It's customary, but we're doing things a little differently this year. It gives us an opportunity to really kind of engage with and dig into this wonderful little passage of Jesus entering Jerusalem in triumph on a donkey.
And I feel like secretly we always want to stay with this story on Palm Sunday, but we just submit to the liturgy.
And this year, we're changing it up.
Yeah, that's right.
And as we're changing so many things up. So if you're disappointed not to hear a scripted reading of the Passion, you will have that opportunity. This week, we're going to be recording that scripted reading, and it'll be available on the website. Stay tuned for exactly when that comes up. And then on Good Friday, of course, you'll also get to hear the Passion story read. But I'd like to just stay with this triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem on a donkey. The story leading up to this story in Matthew is a long, long journey that Jesus is taking towards Jerusalem. I don't know for sure how many chapters are devoted to telling over and over again, on his way to Jerusalem, he taught this. On his way to Jerusalem, he engaged with these people. On his way to Jerusalem, he healed this person. And the interesting thing to me is that on his way to Jerusalem, he's very frank with his friends and with his disciples about why they're going to Jerusalem. They're going to Jerusalem that he may die, that he is going to die. And his disciples naturally push back against that pretty hard. They don't want, that's the last thing they want to hear, right? But his disciples are also really used to Jesus constantly flipping the script on them, constantly frustrating their expectations. So I have to think that maybe the disciples were hoping that once they got to Jerusalem, once again, there'd be a change and Jesus would be spared. But we know the rest of the story. We know that that didn't happen. So what I love about Jesus all throughout his story is that he is constantly surprising his disciples. And I think he's constantly surprising me. In the story. So they're almost to Jerusalem finally. And Jesus tells his friends, in this next village, go find me a donkey and his colt. And grab that donkey and his colt and bring it to me. And if anybody bothers you, just say, well, the Lord told me to bring this. And so apparently his friends go and find a donkey and the colt and bring him back, and Jesus gets on this donkey and rides into Jerusalem, and all heck breaks loose, right? Nobody knows quite what to make of this. Some people are saying, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, and some are going, what the heck is going on here? And I think that that is so great, and I think that in some ways it so speaks to the time we find ourselves in right now, where all of our expectations, all of our plans, all of our hopes have been turned upside down. And yet Jesus's promise is that love will, in the end, conquer death. And love will win. And that's a message that I'm hearing from this strange and wonderful little story. And I wonder what you all think about that.
What I love is when he's coming in on the donkey and people don't know what to make of it. So they're taking their cloaks off and throwing them on the ground and taking branches and like, how do we turn this into, how do we make the most of this or turn this into something that fulfills our expectation in some way, because they want to honor him and they want to, so it's an interest. I just love the way I picture this sort of dusty ground with the donkey coming in and people sort of tamping down the dust. And I love that image, not just his humility coming into the town, but how they all respond to it, both with joy, but also with love and care and trying to tend to him in some fashion.
Yeah, I love, Brian, how you use that phrase, flip the script, because that is definitely what's happening here. And for the last several years, as I've read this story in my own life, I've been reading it as, you know, Jesus tells his disciples to go into the village and there you will find a rusty old beat up pickup truck with the keys in it and bring it, because that's how we're going to roll into Jerusalem.
Right.
When everyone else is thinking that he would roll in on a tank.
Sure.
But when you reach back into that prophecy that's echoed mm-hmm. in this portion of gospel, I hear so loudly this year that he comes to us in humility. And this has been a humbling experience. I mean, I've found myself so personally challenged, not just professionally challenged.
Right.
How do we do church online? How do we make sure that we're organizing to serve the community when we can't get together in meetings like we typically do? It's been a humbling experience. And to hear both the prophet prophesy that humility, and then to see again Jesus coming to us again in great humility in a old beat-up pickup truck on the back of a donkey rather than a tank, it makes me feel a measure of comfort and hope. I mean, I would say hope is there, but what I really feel is just like nurture in this life that we lead that's so crazy and unpredictable all the time anyway, but we kind of lure ourselves into this thought that maybe life is in fact predictable and controllable, but it's not.
Right.
Right.
One of the beautiful things I have noticed is people who are frazzled and really moments of falling apart in my own family and people that you interact with on a daily basis on Zoom and all the places, and yet they reach in and they find whatever that sense of hope is and carry on. And it looks different, and everything looks different from what we expected. But it is this incredibly humbling experience. It's something we don't have power or control over. And you're right, we fool ourselves into thinking that we do. And it's a great reminder to us. But there's a real beauty in it as well.
And what also came to mind to me, thinking about Jesus in the terms of this little reading and what's going on today, it occurred to me that if Jesus were to show up today, he'd probably show up in personal protective equipment, and he'd be working in an ER somewhere, or he'd be checking out my groceries at Albertsons, or he'd be riding on the back of the garbage truck that comes through the neighborhood.
Pushing your snow around, God forbid it snows anymore.
Yeah, exactly. but just that, you know, the people that are doing these, I mean, I hesitate to even call them humble jobs, but we all know what I'm talking about. The people that are actually keeping this world running today, even on a more limited basis, are the people that Jesus always, always supported and sided with.
And you were talking about this march to Jerusalem and how long Jesus has been, and you know, he has his entourage that's following him. And in that march to Jerusalem, whenever he takes a detour, which is frequently, he's always going to meet one of those people that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not the mayor or, you know, the local village or
the guy on the TV.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah. It sort of makes you rethink who the heroes of the story are, right? I mean, it really, you look at all of those roles in such a different way, and watching these people just doing their jobs every day, and it does elevate them in a way. They come out of this as the people who really did the hard work for all of us to get through all of this, right?
Yeah.
So again, flipping the script.
And I wanted to just say one more brief thing before we close, that the other thing that occurred to me about where we sit in Palm Sunday today and where we sit in relation to Easter, which is a week from today, and this span of time in between, this Holy Week in between, it is so tempting to me. Every year I want to jump from Palm Sunday to Easter. I don't want to go through that hard time. I don't want to go through that suffering and that uncomfortable time of Holy Week. But we can no more jump from today to Easter than we can jump from today to the end of this pandemic that's coming up, which will feel like resurrection. But we need this time to be with ourselves, with our loved ones, and with God in hopes of a resurrection, but we're gonna have to go through it.
Yeah. That's a beautiful connection. Mm-hmm. Thanks for making that for us.
Well, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful, merciful Savior.
On this day, the church prepares to hear again the passion of our Lord into which we are baptized. Recreated by the mind of Christ, let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the whole church throughout the world, its bishops, clergy, and all the baptized, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are preparing for baptism and for their teachers and sponsors, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace among nations and forbearance among all people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this assembly, as we walk the road toward the cross, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the weary and sick and those who are consumed with sorrow, especially for Jacques, Addison, Bobby, Alex, Mark, Eric, Paul, Rebecca, Stan, Sylvia, Megan, Warren, Melissa, Blair, Bert, Gail, Pat, Amy, Michael, Silas, Robin, Ernie, Francis, Anne-Marie, Ned, Kip, Mary, Mark, Julie, Will, Tony, John, Roy, Jim, Rob, Kelly, Sue, Cora, Susie, Stephen, Mary, Russell, Nikki, Sarah, Anne, Cindy, and those we now name, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In the thanksgiving for those celebrating birthdays, Jean, Patty, Diana, Derek, Brad, Patria, Reed, Donna, Martha, Mike, Stephen, John, Ben, and Kevin. We give thanks for all the departed who have had the mind of Christ and were humble servants of God. For ourselves, that we may be obedient even unto death, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you today and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.